Get ready to dive into the whirlwind world of America's sweetheart, Taylor Swift. Join us on the podcast, Taylor Swift Today, for your dose of all things Tay-Tay. From all the scoop on her highly anticipated album, The Tortured Poets Department, to the latest gossip, tours, and more, it's time to shake off the haters and embrace the enchanting universe of Taylor Swift. Follow Taylor Swift Today, your ultimate Swift-obsessed podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Prince William celebrated his 39th birthday and Her Majesty busted out the hashtags in a tweet writing, "Wishing the Duke of Cambridge a very happy birthday today. Hashtag happy birthday HRH." She shared several photos, including two solo shots of the prince. The tribute also featured a photo of William and Kate laughing together during a public outing and a family snap of the royal couple with the kids while on the balcony of Buckingham Palace. But things are not all happy in William's world. Robert Lacey's book, Battle of Brothers, is getting a lot of attention. From Newsweek, the relationship between the brothers was destroyed after staff accused Meghan of bullying in 2018. Numerous colleagues had reported ill treatment to Communications Secretary Jason Nelf, including women the American aide greatly respected, the book said. In the aftermath, William confronted Harry, but the fierce argument that followed did not resolve tensions. Author Robert Lacey wrote, "Ultimately, it was Prince William, not his brother, who decided the joint household at Kensington Palace must be split, leaving Prince Harry and Meghan to set up a new private office at Buckingham Palace." Harry had appeared to suggest jealousy was a factor as he compared Meghan to Princess Diana, who famously outshone Prince Charles on joint royal jobs. Harry told Oprah, "You know, my father, my brother Kate, and all the rest of the family, they were really welcoming. But it really changed after the Australia tour, after our South Pacific tour." He added, "It was the first time the family got to see how incredible Meghan is at the job." However, Lacey said the argument between the brothers started before Meghan and Harry set off for the tour. Lacey wrote, "We know that Princes William and Harry were no longer on speaking terms before the Sussexes set off for Australia." As for the bullying charge, Lacey's book quotes an aide as saying, "Meghan portrayed herself as the victim, but she was the bully. People felt run over by her. They didn't know how to handle this woman. They thought she was a complete narcissist and sociopath, basically unhinged, which was why the pair of them were drawn to each other in the first place, both damaged goods." Lacey wrote, "The B-word bullying featured prominently in the accounts of several, along with an even more sinister set of initials, PTSD. And he quoted a palace aide who said, "I overheard a conversation between Harry and one of his top aides. Harry was screaming and screaming down the phone. Team Sussex was a really toxic environment, people shouting and screaming in each other's faces." Lacey described Prince William not only taking his staff's side in the dispute, but also fearing his sister-in-law was against the royal institution. The historian wrote, "Like Nalf, the prince was appalled that his respected staff may have been put in this position." For William, Nalf's allegations also clarified something that the prince had long believed, that Meghan was fundamentally hostile towards the royal system, which she failed to understand as an outsider. William wondered if she had not wanted to leave from the very start, even dreaming perhaps that she could whisk Harry back with her to North America. Prince Charles has no plans to see Prince Harry next month when Harry comes for the unveiling of the Diana statue. A source tells The Sun Charles has made it quite clear he will not be around because he is going to Scotland. There is no planned meeting between the three of them. Another source says the boys will walk out together out of respect for their mum. There have not been any personal chats or proper talks, just a very brief and minimal exchange of text messages. The relationship is still very much strained, and there's no sign yet that there will be any sort of coming together anytime soon. Charles, meanwhile, will leave the boys to it, one of the sources said. Palace Intrigue will be right back.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Meghan Markle was on NPR over the weekend and said that her two-year-old son Archie is a big fan of The Bench, her new children's book. Archie loves the book. He has a voracious appetite for books, and constantly when we read him a book, he goes, "Again, again." Now, the fact that he loves The Bench and we can say, "Mummy wrote this for you," feels amazing. Kids, they just pick up on everything, and that was one of the pieces that I think was important for me. I knew our son would notice all those elements, and he loves it. Meghan, who had previously shared the book, was inspired by a poem she wrote for Harry on Father's Day, also revealed that the project was shaped by another sentimental gift she got her husband that year, a bench. As most of us do, you go, what am I going to get them as a gift? And I thought I just wanted something sentimental and a place for him to have as a bit of a home base with our son. In this story, I'm observing this love between my husband and our son and imagining what it would be as they have more shared moments as our son gets older, she continued. So from scraping a knee to having a heart broken, whatever it is, as they always rest at this bench and have this moment to bond. While it was great to hear Meghan on the radio, one place we have not heard her is on her podcast, something now noticed by not just the staff at Palace Intrigue, but by Page Six, who ask, "What's up with Meghan Markle and Prince Harry's $25 million Spotify deal?" Listeners to this podcast are well familiar with the details, but let's let Page Six give us a little sweet cred. They write, "Through their Archwell Audio imprint, the couple signed a reported $25 million deal with the platform to produce podcasts and other programming that uplifts and entertains audiences around the world. Thus far, however, they've produced a 3-minute trailer and their 34-minute Christmas special, which premiered shortly after the news of the deal went public in December. The couple are also currently on parental leave after the birth of their daughter Lilibet 2 weeks ago, leading observers to believe they won't be providing fresh content anytime soon. The Mirror calculated the couple's output at £486,000 per minute for their work with Spotify. The Mirror's sources say Harry and Meghan were not given their fee up front and will only be paid in full if they fulfill the contract which calls for regular content. We're being told they're having up to 5 months off, and people who are paying them a lot of money will expect something in return," insisted royal author Phil Dampier to The Sun. "They seem to be using up a lot of ammunition very early and putting a lot of stuff out there in terms of deals and agreements with lots of firms," he continued. The question might be asked whether they have too much on their plate. As for us, we'll be back tomorrow. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue. Good times.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.